Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, I hope. The weekend, well, the weekend was interesting. One of the great events of the weekend, a post by Black Lives Matter Utah chapter that basically says the American flag is a symbol of hate. And the director of Black Lives Matter Utah chapter is very clear that you should avoid people who fly the American flag. She also says that when we see this flag, we question your intelligence. question your intelligence? And she has stirred up a bit of controversy. How do you answer somebody like that? And actually, there was an example of that by another black organization. But it's so outrageous, it deserves attention. We will get to that. America needs rescue. Most people believe that. But rescue from what, from whom, and how? Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, one-time presidential candidate, has a new book coming up. It won't be released for a couple of months. But it's called Republican Rescue. And he believes that the first step in rescuing our country is rescuing the Republican Party. We will be speaking with Governor Christie very directly about who has to be displaced, removed, shunned, somehow detoxified in order to rescue the Republican Party. We'll also be speaking to a foreign policy experts on the Middle East, Michael Rubin, frequent guest of this show from American Enterprise Institute, says that there will be bloody, bloody, and awful consequences to the decision by the Biden administration to remove every scrap of American force from Afghanistan. And the evil consequences will not, he says, be limited to the Middle East. And meanwhile, 90 miles away, in Cuba, in Havana, this is the greatest unrest, the greatest protest, the most dramatic and, in fact, potentially life-threatening protest in Cuban history since, well, since the Bay of Pigs, for goodness sake. So what happens? And what happens nearby in the Caribbean, in Haiti, where they're asking for American troops? We'll be speaking to a Cuban exile, and he's an American, really. He's been an American for a long time. But Humberto Fontova, who has been on our guest many times, his family has been persecuted by the evil Castro regime, which now appears to be tottering. And then we're going to be speaking to Dr. Al Mohler, one of the most prominent Christian leaders and thinkers anywhere in the world, and certainly in the United States. There has been a great deal of conversation recently about the decline of the Christian right and of Christian evangelicals in particular. In fact, there is a new survey out from the Religion and Public Policy Institute that says that the percentage of Americans who identify themselves as white evangelical Christians has dropped from back in the 1980s to close to 30% in this last election. Almost 28%, almost 30% identified themselves as white, born-again, or evangelical Christians. But now, according to this new and fairly definitive survey of 500,000 Americans, it says only 14.5%. And a lot of people have apparently switched over from identifying as evangelical Christians to identifying with what is the largest religious group in the country. That would be the unaffiliated, the nuns, the people who express no religious connection or identification. We will get to that with Dr. Al Mohler coming up as well. And first off, I want to go to this truly outrageous statement that was posted on the 4th of July by the head of and founder of Black Lives Matter in Utah. And you think of Utah as kind of a very patriotic place, by the way. I spent a 4th of July. I was part of a speaker's program there in Provo, Utah. And they had hot air balloons, and they had a huge parade, and it was, and you know, flags everywhere. But the head of Black Lives Matter Utah, whose name is Lex Scott, posted this. She said, "When we Black Americans see this flag, we know the person flying it is not safe to be around. When we see this flag, we know the person flying it is a racist. When we see this flag, we know that the person flying it lives in a different America than we do. When we see this flag, we question your intelligence. We know to avoid you. It is a symbol of hatred." Okay, this did not produce a very positive response by anybody. She was condemned by the NAACP. They actually made a very fine statement and a very measured statement in response to this outrage. The Janetta Williams, who's president of the NAACP Utah State Conference, said the NAACP does not agree with that statement and rejects the idea that flying the American flag is a racist message. The flag stands for all the people who have lived and served to bring about the best of the American experience, that all people are created equal. Real American patriots have stood for equality and justice for all. You know, it's outrageous. That flag, 330,000 young Americans, of every race, by the way, died under that flag to end slavery. The most popular battle song for the Union Army that fought against slavery was "Rally Around the Flag." "Yes, we'll rally around the flag, boys. We'll rally around again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. We will rally from the hillside. We'll gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom. The Union forever. Hurrah, boys, hurrah." And then they say, "We will welcome to our numbers the loyal, true, and brave, shouting the battle cry of freedom. And though he may be poor, not a man shall be a slave, shouting the battle cry of freedom." So what does Lex Scott say to Brian Mullaly of KUTV in Salt Lake City about her view of the flag? Listen.
Why did you do this? Why did you post?
I did this post because I saw a white supremacist group in Philadelphia marching down the street with American flags. I heard no outrage about it.
Martin Luther King, March on Washington. Flag right next to the podium. March from Selma to Montgomery.
Yeah.
Flags throughout the crowd. Did they have it wrong?
Martin Luther King also said, "The problem with America is white racism." We see headlines saying outrage at Black Lives Matter calling the American flag a hate symbol. We never see headlines that say outrage at the Ku Klux Klan flying the American flag. Why would we not think that it is a hate symbol? Why?
But do you accept that many people do not consider it a hate symbol?
I don't accept that. We made a sweeping generalization, just as Republicans make sweeping generalizations about Black Lives Matter.
Is that a smart thing to do?
We create change. We got the entire nation to talk about this. I think it was a smart thing to do.
Anybody agree with her? 1-800-955-1776. When somebody is insisting, yeah, this was a smart thing to do, you know she has just done one of the most outrageous, sickening, anti-American, pathetic, and moronic acts of recent public life. Does it also count that the president has done something incredibly ill-considered with the Afghan policy? We'll be speaking with Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute coming up.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code NEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED for these great radio specials. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the fury, and it seems to me to be appropriate, not fury in the terms of, God forbid, violence of any kind, but indignation, disappointment, and yes, anger on something like this. When the head of Black Lives Matter, who is considered to be a respected civil rights leader, or at least she was until this, her name is Lex Scott. She was a founder of Black Lives Matter Utah. And she posted a post saying that whenever she sees an American flag, she questions the intelligence of the person displaying it. and she wants to stay away from that person because the American flag is a symbol of hate. The governor of the state, you'll be shocked to hear, didn't agree. He's a Republican, Spencer Cox. He said, our flag represents the greatest country in the history of the world. Most Americans believe that. And most Americans are right. It stands for freedom and opportunity for all. It has stood the test of time as a beacon to the free and oppressed. And too many lives have been lost to preserve that symbol and all it stands for. I refuse to let any white supremacy or Black Lives Matter groups change that. You see, what she's accomplished here, and she's underlined that by invoking the NAACP, invoking the Ku Klux Klan and an alleged Klan march in Philadelphia. And there's a lot of argument about that, who the group was, really, who was marching in Philadelphia. And it was definitely a far-right group, but was it actually the Ku Klux Klan? Who knows? And it's certainly not relevant unless you want to surrender the American flag, Old Glory, as a symbol to the haters and losers on the Ku Klux Klan, who are definitely on the wrong side of history, and who I'm sure were not happy about the fact that the statues of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson were carefully and respectfully removed, but removed from Charlottesville some 4 years after the riots there. And they were done so peacefully and legally. In any event, this idiocy of Lex Scott and Black Lives Matter, she says, she actually took down her Facebook because it did not get a very positive response, nor should it have. She says, we don't hate America. This post and this conversation makes people extremely uncomfortable. It is extremely inflammatory. I'm very aware of that. And I just want to say to our allies out there, you're not growing unless you're uncomfortable. Anybody believe with that? Scott said, it's easy to throw on a Black Lives Matter t-shirt and a Black Lives Matter yard sign and call yourself an ally. But that support should go further. When the nation symbol is being used for hate, and I haven't heard anyone talk about it, I'm going to talk about it whether it's popular or not. I'm glad I made the United States of America uncomfortable, because we are extremely uncomfortable with how the American flag is being used for hate. Okay, who has approved the use of the American flag for hate? Was there not enough condemnation at some of the extreme right-wing white supremacist demonstrations or expressions that she has talked about? How absurd this is. And there's also something else. There's a brand new poll that featured in Newsweek, and it's a new TIPP survey that found the majority of Americans do not support the protests of people like Gwen Berry, remember her? And they want athletes to show respect for the U.S. flag during international competitions. This is fascinating. The poll found that 79% of the public believes it's important for professional athletes, quote, to publicly respect the American flag on the international level. 60% of respondents said it was very important. Just 8% of those surveys said it was not very important, and another 8% said it was not at all important. Majorities in every demographic agreed, including almost two-thirds, 61%, of black people who agreed it was very important to show respect for the flag. The results by party breakdown were similar. 93% of Republicans believed showing respect for the flag was important, 72% of Democrats. The survey was conducted between June 30th and July 2nd, included responses from 1,424 adults. So, with that in perspective, lady, what the hell are you trying to achieve? And a number of people have pointed out, this identifies Black Lives Matter as a radical group. If you believe the American flag is a symbol of hatred, you are a radical group. You are not a patriotic group in any sense of the word. And again, that should be very clear by the fact that the National Black Lives Matter has said that this is officially not recognized, this Utah chapter, which has attracted all this publicity based on sheer stupidity. Meanwhile, there are things going on around the world that actually should gain a great deal more public attention. The thousands upon thousands of people, no one knows exactly how many, marching in the streets of Havana and every major city in Cuba, condemning the dictatorship, condemning communism, condemning socialism. This is what Marco Rubio said in his car on Twitter. Do we have that on audio? Jeremy, we do, don't we? 20? Okay, well, we will get back to that. We'll get back to that in a moment, because this is a very, very big development, and it's coming at the same time that obviously things are terrible in Haiti. They're always terrible in Haiti. They're always terrible in Cuba. They have been since the Cuban Revolution, and the revolution hasn't worked. Part of what Marco Rubio said, and we can hear some of it on audio, he said, attention, U.S. media. In Cuba, they're rising up because socialism is always a disaster. Are you going to report on this so the world can hear their voices? Well, we most certainly are. And they have made it almost impossible for people to get vaccinated, who want to get vaccinated on against COVID-19. And insisted upon, quote, manufacturing their own vaccine, which truly may not work at all, despite the fact that they have been offered help and humanitarian money from the United States and from other civilized places on Earth. So what are the right steps for a Biden administration that seems totally confused about America's role in the world right now? We'll get to that with Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute coming right up on the MedVed Show.
The next generation would be justified in looking back at us and asking, what were you thinking? Couldn't you hear what the scientists were saying? Couldn't you hear what Mother Nature was screaming at you?
The Michael MedVed Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is standing with the people of Cuba protesting the government. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters the administration will continue to assess how they can directly help the people of Cuba. With details on the protests, we turn to Lance Pry in the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau.
Thousands of Cubans marched in Havana and elsewhere on the island Sunday to protest food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis in one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in memory.
We are here for the repression because they are killing us with hunger. The houses are falling and we have no homes. They have the money to build hotels while letting us go hungry.
Top commander in Afghanistan, Army General Austin Scott Miller, is stepping down from his post in Afghanistan on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is one of the best schooled, one of the most experienced foreign policy observers and commentators in the business. He's a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where he specializes in Iran, Turkey, the broader Middle East, and basically America's position around the world, trying to maintain some kind of international order. Recent headline: rockets fired at U.S. Embassy in Iraq after series of attacks. Rocket and drone raids come after a series of attacks targeting the U.S. military in Iraq and Syria this week. Michael, you have a column that's very sobering. It says, expect global bloodletting after Afghan withdrawal fiasco. We've posted it at our website. That's the headline of your piece. Where is that global bloodletting likely to begin, or has it already begun?
It could occur, Michael, anywhere in the world, but certainly within the Middle East, because it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat what Washington's spin is. In Washington, we have a tremendous ability to convince ourselves of the truth of our own PowerPoint slides. But across the region, what people are looking at the Afghanistan withdrawal as is an example of how terrorism works. If we go back to 1983 and the Marine barracks bombing in Lebanon, Osama bin Laden cited that as a reason why he believed that the Americans were the so-called weak horse and that terrorism could work. Now, when we look in the Middle East, what could happen in Libya? What could happen in Syria? Certainly, what could happen in Iraq with regard to some of these Iranian-backed militias? Is the lesson that they are drawing is that the Americans simply don't have the will to fight, and if you increase the bloodshed, then the rewards for this will be greater.
You also write in your piece about the Horn of Africa, about the Shabab, an al-Qaeda affiliate in Somalia and elsewhere in Africa. What encouragement are they receiving from our basically abandoning Afghanistan to the Taliban?
Well, Michael, as you know, I'm a frequent visitor both to Somalia and to Somaliland, which is sort of the breakaway region of Somalia. And I was giving a lecture at a university there back in 2019 when I was asked not once but twice about whether the United States would negotiate with al-Shabaab. And I thought it was a ridiculous question. After all, al-Shabaab is an al-Qaeda affiliate. What would we ever do negotiating with them? And what people said, and these were faculty members, very well-educated people, is, well, if you're negotiating with the Taliban, what's the difference? And certainly, if that's the perception there, then we can expect al-Shabaab, which was responsible for the Westgate Mall massacre in Nairobi, which separated Christians from Muslims in Kenyan University and slaughtered the Christians, several hundred of them. What groups like al-Shabaab are going to learn is that, you know, we can simply suggest that we are like the Taliban and that you have to cut a deal with us. At the very least, we're going to be challenged because the perception of this is out there. And it might not even just be limited to the Muslim world. If we look at China, for example, and their increasing aggression around Taiwan, are they going to come to the conclusion that they can simply outlast us, that they can do their so-called salami slicing, or after hitting us with 1,000 pinpricks, that we're going to get up and leave? What I would argue is what we're seeing in Afghanistan isn't simply the end of America's longest war. It's really the beginning of a fight for the post-World War II liberal order.
What about and I know this is not one of your areas of specialization, but you're a scholar in every matter of foreign policy. What about what's going on in the Caribbean right now? What has happened in the last couple of days in Cuba is remarkable. It's unprecedented. And we also have Haiti, where the president was assassinated, where they now apparently are asking for some U.S. troops. What should the response be regarding the Caribbean?
Well, The parallel which a number of people are drawing to what's going on in Cuba, for example, is what happened in Iran back in 2009 when people took to the streets seeking freedom. One of the problems with our diplomacy is while we start out with noble goals, ultimately we winnow our end goal to simply keeping the process alive, and we lose sight of the forest through the trees. We lose sight of the fact that we want to overcome these autocracies. So rather than give boilerplate, Mad Lib style sort of declarations in support of freedom and so forth, we should do everything possible from the bully pulpit, whether we're Democrats or Republicans, in order to speak about the tremendous power of freedom, the tremendous power of liberty, and offer whatever is needed after democracy is returned to an island like Cuba. When it comes to Haiti, it's a much more difficult history, and certainly the United States is doing the right thing there by aiding with the investigation into what happened. It's a sign of why we can't simply accept corruption, because the corruption leads to this sort of violence, this sort of statelessness. But the broader picture here would be, look, I still am of the belief that the most deserving institution of a Nobel Peace Prize would be the U.S. military, for all that we have done over the years in terms of humanitarian good, in terms of providing stability and so forth. The last point I would make, Michael, however, is we tend to be pretty myopic and we only look at one problem at a time, and often that's either the Middle East or China. But we really do need to be much more involved and cognizant of what's going on in our own backyard, and it's not just the Caribbean. One of the nightmare situations I get when I speak to very senior officials in Washington is what happens, for example, if we have state collapse in Mexico. We can't take our eyes off the ball, and being a global superpower, we need to start acting like it instead of simply focusing on one problem at a time.
That's Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute. Do you expect that there's going to have to be a more clear enunciation of foreign policy and American goals from President Biden rather than that rambling press conference he gave the other day?
I absolutely really do. That press conference didn't do American foreign policy justice. But instead of criticizing Joe Biden in this regard, I would argue that over the last several administrations where we've had whiplash diplomacy and we've really had partisanship sink deep into the consensus as to what foreign policy should be and challenge that consensus, the first thing we really need to do is get more serious Democrats and Republicans together to determine what our consensus is, because so long as we don't have a consensus on foreign policy, we've lost before we even started. America is at its strongest as we were during the Cold War when we both have Democrats and Republicans on the same page, and we need to get back to that position.
What an important point, and so brilliantly well made. Your most recent pieces from American Enterprise Institute and elsewhere, Washington Examiner included, are up at our website at michaelmedved.com. That's Michael Rubin on the impact of the Afghanistan withdrawal fiasco, as he puts it. When we come back, more on a foreign policy opportunity and crisis unfolding in the Caribbean. Why an opportunity? Well, simply because nothing shows the bankruptcy of socialist Marxist ideas more clearly than the complete failure of the Cuban Revolution, which the Cuban people are now on the street shouting about. We'll play some of that audio for you, and which is thrilling, actually. And hear what Senator Marco Rubio, the mayor of Miami, and other Cuban Americans have to say about what's going on there. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show, all across America.
It's dangerous for America. It's dangerous for the world.
This is the Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Hey, everybody.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved Show, it's this week, the day after tomorrow, I'm going to be speaking about, at least in part, foreign policy leadership, because I'm going to be talking about Ronald Reagan. And speaking at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, we're broadcasting the show live from the Reagan Library. And then afterward in the evening, I'm going to be talking about my book, God's Hand on America, which honestly I think frames the right response to the entire hideous controversy over critical race theory, which I think has a real chance of refocusing Americans in a more constructive way of looking at our own past. It's free. Just have to sign up in advance. You can still do that. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner on the Reagan Library event on Wednesday, the 14th of July, the day after tomorrow, and I hope to see you there. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Concerning Cuba, I realized something I was getting ready to do this show, that, of course, we all know Fidel Castro is dead, and that the dictatorship had been taken over by his brother, actually before Fidel's death. I didn't know if his brother Raul was dead or alive. Do you? Offhand, he's alive. You don't have to worry. He's 90 years old. But the idea of this inherited dictatorship that goes back now more than 60 years, and it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare regime where people have boarded small rafts, risked their lives. I mean, just to get out of Dodge. In what was a beautiful country, and by the way, incredibly creative and a hardworking people who have become very long-suffering people under the communist dictatorship of the Castro brothers, and now the current dictator of Miguel Díaz-Canel is the current dictator of Cuba. All revolutionaries, right? The headline in the Miami Herald says, thousands of Cubans take to streets to protest dictatorship. from the Malecón, Havana's famous seawall near the old city, to small towns in Artemisa province and Palma Soriano, the second largest city in Santiago de Cuba province. Videos live streamed on Facebook showed thousands of people walking and riding bikes and motorcycles along streets while chanting, "Freedom! Down with communism!" and "Patria y Vida," homeland and life, which has become a battle cry among activists after a viral music video turned the revolutionary slogan "Homeland or Death" on its head. "We are not afraid," chanted Samantha Regalado while she recorded hundreds of people walking along a narrow street in Palma Soriano. This is the way this was reported on NBC television. Listen.
Day in Cuba, thousands of people across the country seen marching on the streets, voicing their opposition to the Cuban government, calling for change. A protest of this magnitude has never been seen in the over 60 years the communist government is a communist.
And then there was a press conference about these developments by the mayor of Miami, which has its share of Cuban refugees, the mayor of Francis Suarez.
"The Cuban people on the streets are demanding the end of the regime, and we must not betray them. We ask the national police and the armed forces in Cuba to support the people, as the police appear to be doing. We ask for an international intervention led by the United States to protect the Cuban people from a bloodbath. I have been in contact with the U.S. Department of State, and they are monitoring the peaceful protests in Cuba. We are asking Miamians to peacefully protest, and to avoid any incidents of violence, and are urging them to understand that there may be provocateurs from the Castro regime who may be looking to create confrontations. Today is the day, and the eyes of the world are on Cuba."
It is an amazing development. Marco Rubio was in his car and on Twitter, and the senator from Florida, now the senior senator from Florida, had this to say. Listen.
"Since very early this morning, we've been seeing images out of Cuba of people in the street protesting, and they've been chanting, 'We are not afraid. We're not afraid.' And why are they in the street? They're in the street because they seek freedom. What they seek to do basically is to live free. What they're tired of is having to be the people that can only achieve their dreams by going somewhere else. Why can Cubans achieve all kinds of things all over the world, including here in the United States, but they can't do it inside of Cuba? They're tired of living under tyranny, and they're tired of living under incompetent leaders. That's what the Cuban regime is. Because socialism and Marxism doesn't work. It's a failure. It's a failure everywhere it's been tried, and it's having a catastrophic impact on the people of Cuba. Nothing to do with the embargo, nothing to do with everything else, anything else. It has to do with the fact that these tyrants are also incompetent, and socialism, Marxism, communism, it doesn't work. It doesn't work anywhere."
And it doesn't work in what has been called Cuba's colony of Venezuela, where despite the fact that they can't produce medical care that people desperately need, including vaccines right now for COVID-19, where there's been an upsurge, dangerous and deadly upsurge in Cuba, which is part of what is provoking this indignation on the part of the people. Senator Rubio went on about the situation. Listen.
"Now, we've already had reports that the Cuban military and the police are in the street, that they're out there to hurt these people and to crack down on them. Let me tell you something, a couple things. First of all, don't do it. Do not go after your own family members, your cousins, your uncles, your aunts, uncles, the people you grew up with, your brothers, your sisters, your own blood. All these people want is to live in a normal country where their own dreams and their own hopes can become reality. Where they were born, where they are from, that's what they want. And the second thing that people need to know is we're not living in the 60s and 70s anymore. Now we know everyone's first name and their last name. There will be nowhere to hide. If you're out there hurting these people and participating in this crackdown, we're going to know who you are when you try to come into the U.S. 3 years from now on vacation. We're going to know who you are when you decide Cuba's no longer for you and you try to come into the U.S. and gain, you know, asylum here. And you're going to one day have to face justice in a free Cuba. And I hope the U.S. media and the global media are paying attention and give this coverage. Give coverage to the fact that there are people in the street in Cuba because they do not want to live under Marxism and communism and socialism anymore. They want freedom. They want freedom, political freedom, but they want economic freedom. They want the ability to live their lives as they choose. Cover it because it's happening. Do not ignore it.
Got the word, Senator Rubio. He speaks beautifully and passionately, and given his own family's experience and the experience of literally so many millions, and there are millions of people who have sought refuge from Cuba. Imagine a time, and it is should not be unimaginable, that Cuba is liberated and becomes a dynamic showplace for progress in the Caribbean. This could happen. There are all kinds of things that could happen with God's help. We are not going to hand over the sovereignty or the independence of the people. This is what Canal Diaz, the dictator, said. He said, no, there are many revolutionaries in the country who are willing to give our lives. We are willing to do anything, and we will be in the streets fighting. That idea of a civil war, most Cuban experts do not believe that is likely to happen because of the low level of support for a brutal and aging dictatorship. We will be speaking also about changes here in the United States. There's this bitter struggle going on about voting reform in Texas, and even the New York Times had a headline that was much more accurate than some of the headlines they have used. It says, Texas Republicans advance strict voting bill after all-night session. Not repressive voting bill, not a restricted voting bill, but a strict voting bill. There is a multiple-time felon for voting violations, who's an indication of why this kind of bill is in fact needed right there in Texas. We'll also be speaking with Dr. Albert Mohler about the direction for the Christian conservative movement, which really became and becomes a religious conservative movement. Where does it go from here? Those challenges and others coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor. doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.